Hi, Deontay.
Hey.
Hey, it's Amy with Local Flash.
How you doing, Ms. Amy?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good.
So, Tanya asked me to call you regarding Facebook ads.
I just wanted more information about the Facebook ads, possibly.
Okay. All right. So, my understanding is that you've been running Facebook ads on your own, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes, ma'am.
Okay. All right, so when you run Facebook ads through Local Splash, there's lots of advantages. The main one is that it automatically retargets from all the other marketing that we're doing, such as it automatically retargets from the Google Business profile. When people are doing searches in your area on Google, even if they don't click on your business, which a lot of times they are because you're ranked second in your area, but even if they aren't, the next time they go to Facebook, they're going to be automatically retargeted simply because it is a zip code and area that you're currently targeting, and it's all locked in with the retargeting of the marketing. Does that kind of make sense?
Yes, ma'am. It makes sense.
Okay. In addition to that, the way that our Facebook ads run is we do go ahead and run form fill, meaning anytime somebody goes to Google and then they go back to Facebook and they're being targeted, if they click on your ad, it's going to give them a form to fill out regarding the services exactly that they're looking for. And when that comes over to you, it already has like that pre-filled out information in order to ensure, like when you're making contact, you already know what it is exactly that they're looking for, because it says so on the form fill, right? It's asking them those specific questions regarding what it is exactly that they're looking for. And the cool thing about that is then it's really just going to eliminate a lot of the additional, you know, information that you have to gather from the client. Now, let me see here. Okay, they also have the call us, the message us, and the click to the website, taking them directly to the website, which is all going to be driving the traffic directly to you. So these are all some of the brand advantages of running Facebook ads with your local SEO concurrent with the rest of the package.
Got you. Because I'm currently doing it by myself.
Mm-hmm.
So how much would it cost for me to start with you guys?
You can start with $100 minimum. We always suggest, I mean, that's like the minimum, you know, we always suggest $150 to $200 to get it kicked off. Just because it's going to create a stronger volume, especially with the form fill. So it's really up to you. The minimum is $100 though.
Okay. And how would that be conflicting with what I'm already doing right now?
It's only going to complement what you're already doing right now. It's not going to conflict with anything. I mean, if you're we would suggest that you stop running Facebook ads on your own, because then you'd be competing against yourself. You know, they kind of cancel each other out. But other than that, it's only going to complement what you have, because it's going to give another site link directory, and it's going to automatically retarget back to that section because it's connected directly to the Google Business profile. So again, every time they're doing that search on Google, if it's an area, a zip code that you're targeting within Facebook, you're going to be popping up through their Facebook feed. And the way our Facebook ads work is we run a series of 5 different ads monthly, doing the retargeting with the AI-generated output. So it's specific to the demographic, zip code, area, target market of where it is you want to be coming up.
Got you. And for the Facebook, if I was to do this Facebook, I was like, I mean, I'm not even sure how to put the question. What kind of, are you guys seeing decent returns on the Facebook?
Oh, we're seeing excellent returns with the Facebook. So we put Facebook ads on every standard package that we sign up. Like, you've been with us for a while. So, you've been with us 3.5 years. So about 2 years ago, we started putting Facebook ads in with every standard package that we create for our clients. Like, Facebook ads is vast. You see a really great return simply because the cost is so low. And we buy in bulk. So we get an even better price. We pass that savings down to our clients. So with the Facebook ad, like the $100 investment, you're looking at, you know, between 5 and 50 cents per click. 50 cents is like really expensive. And for your category, that's pretty unrealistic, but average cost of like 12 to 20 cents. And so, you know, for your $100 investment, you're getting a minimum of like 200 to 400, you know, different times that the ad's coming up. But in addition to that, the thing about the Facebook is it is the most inexpensive way for you to retarget ads directly off the Google profile, which is why we include it into every package.
Got you. So I'm with a package that don't have the Google, the
Facebook ads, Facebook. Right? Because you're an older client. You've been with us for longer. So your standard package actually has $100 of Google ads in it. It has the local SEO, the website, the Google Guarantee, LSA, all of those things. But yeah, we, like I said, about 2 years ago, we created the package to where it's all inclusive with the Facebook ads, every single package that we set up, just because we see such a great return with it, you know?
Okay. What am I doing? How much is my budget for the Google, guarantee that I'm running?
Let me see here. It looks like the last time you paid was on the 8th of October, and you paid for 21 leads at $37 a lead. Your budget was
$783. Okay. But that's not mine, because I thought I raised my budget correctly, because I thought you did raise it.
I'm just going through here and looking. Before that, yeah, you did raise it, because before that you were at like 23 and your leads were 559. So it does look like they're max lead bidding you. So that puts you into a pretty sweet position there with that. How does the marketing budget look now? Are you able to fit the Facebook ads in addition to what you already have going?
Say that one more time now.
How is the marketing budget right now? I know that you're kind of slowing down a little bit. It's fall. Things are you know, changing for you, but do you have the additional 100 or 200 within the marketing budget currently to get the Facebook ads in as well?
Well, my thing about it was I thought my budget was 12. Was it? I thought I raised it to like either 1,000 or 1,200 a month for the Google guarantee. And if I'm only doing like 700, I'm not hitting that fully right there.
Right.
So if I was to raise that instead of, let's just take that, because if I'm not hitting the last 2 months that I looked at it, it's been around the same amount, 800.
Mm-hmm.
Is that just because like the lead flow?
The search volume in your area. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, so how much you're investing. Like, we still have room in the budget to exceed that, obviously. You know what I mean? And if we saw a crazy increase, you know, we're going to contact you and say, hey, Deontay, it's time to, you know, you should increase it this much or that much. But, like, you're maxing out. It seems like you've got 30, you took 33 leads last month. The month before that, it was, like, 23 leads. So you did see an increase there for a little while, but it looks like that's about where the search volume's at, 33 or so. So we're looking to keep you steady right there. Obviously, if there's an increase of a bigger flow of people doing the search, then you're going to be coming up and be chosen. So because your budget doesn't have like a small, you know, you're not like $200. Like, you're not like a little budget. So it's going to allow more for you.
Got you. So if I'm not hitting that, if I was to, like I said, if you guys get in contact, if for some reason my leads are in the Google guarantee, is like just, you know what I mean? Like just, you know, add an uproar.
Mm-hmm.
Then I can just add an additional $100. But if I'm not hitting that, let's just take 100. Instead of me putting that money in the Google guarantee, I'll just put that into this Facebook, Facebook ad. Is that possible for you to do, Ms. Amy?
So your LSA budget, let me see here. I have to ask them how that works, because that's usually something separate than this. thing because this goes with your local SEO. So I'll just have to ask them and see what they say about that, if they have the ability to pull, like, lower the budget there, because that's not prepaid. You know, you're not paying that in advance and then we pull from it like that. Like, it's done a little bit differently. So I can ask them to lower that budget down to 900 from 1,000. And then do you just want to go ahead and add the Facebook ads in now, like charge the $100 today to the card we have on file, or?
How about this? Yeah, how about this? How about we don't even touch the Google Guarantee stuff right now?
Okay.
We'll just do the 100. I don't have any kind of, if I don't like it, I could just cancel it next month, correct?
Yeah, absolutely. You can. I recommend that you give it a couple of months, you know, just for it to really get traction. But yeah, you know, just like any product at Local Splash, you can cancel if you're not 100% satisfied.
Okay.
Okay, so let me go ahead and get that charged for you here. And then they will go ahead and let me see here. They've got you on that. Okay, I just want to make sure that we got you with every discount we can. Okay, so you want to go with the 100 in Facebook ads, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yep.
Cool. Let me go ahead and lock that in for you now. Oh, there's not a 33rd of November. I was trying to make it November
33rd. All right now. Well, adding days to the year. I like it.
Man, I wish. Okay. All right, that's gone ahead and processed for you. We'll get those Facebook ads up in the next couple of days. Once they're live, I'll have them send you a text message, and then you'll be able to track it through the Local Splash dashboard as well, okay?
Awesome. Thank you.
All right, you're welcome. Deontay, I appreciate your time so much, and please let me know if there's anything else I can do for you.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
You're welcome. Talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Yes, ma'am.